have a death wish, and any same person can support Siyabulela. The presidential security team acted very professional. Bantu innocent people who were not part of those thugs could have lost their lives.
Tandeka says, good morning. Good morning, Shrek and the Duchess. The act has been growing in Zambia, and we have been watching. It's the same thuggery behavior of junkies in the compound. It's not expression of political status, but a reflection of what we are harboring in communities. Jerabona junkie, same WhatsApp group. Vudlamini says, to be honest, the advance team should be questioned, then police commissioner should be fired. Priscilla said, what happened in Chingola is an embarrassment. So, different thoughts that have come through.
Jeff says, and it's scarier how aspiring leaders running for president in opposition party feel happy about what happened to the president.
All right, those are contributions. Thank you so much for coming through. The time is 8 hours. We have the news at 8 coming up next. And in fact, one of the stories in the news addresses this particular issue. A former minister having something to say about what happened to the president. So that's up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Former minister attributes stoning of President Hichilema to increased hunger levels in the country. UPND points to economic transformation as key to re-election. BBC Director General and News CEO resign over Trump documentary edit. To present the news, I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. Former Labour Minister Faxon Shamenda says the stoning of President Hakainde Hichilema on Saturday in Chingola on the Copperbelt by an angry mob is due to increasing hunger levels in the country. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Shamenda says while the act is worrying, government must ascertain the root cause and take a deep reflection on how it is running the affairs of the country. He has noted that the incident makes an unprecedented development in the country's political history and signals growing frustration among citizens. He's urging governments to keenly listen to concerns being raised and take corrective measures. Mr. Shamenda also warns that such occurrences, if left unaddressed, could set a dangerous precedent for the future, especially that the country is already in election mode.
It is scaring you. You see, because once you start something like that, it becomes a precedent. My final reflection is that we should listen to the cries of the people. In my view, Fionse Fininsara, you know, when people are hungry, they can do a lot of things. But I think serious reflection needs to be made by those who are in the authority. Why should the citizens react in the way that they do? Because it is unprecedented anyway. And the main worrying thing is that it is happening in the year of the election, because we're only sick, so which means we are already in the election mood, yeah? And if we are not careful, this thing has got to be sorted out before as we get into the elections, because what happens, if this can happen just before the elections, what happens after the elections?
Meanwhile, former Defense Minister Ritual Siamunene has blamed the Chingola incident on a lack of preparedness by the president's security personnel.
go to that extent of throwing stones. There was a security breach somewhere there on those who were responsible for the security of the president. Generally, for me, that sends an information to the leaders. Either there is something that they are not doing right, they ought to do right, that the citizens are not happy. There is a needed adjustment somewhere. For those who are wise, they would be able to learn something from an instance of that nature. Even when it is diabolic in nature, it is very bad, but there is a message there. There is an information that's being delivered there.
UPND Media Director Mark Simoe says the positive economic transformation under the New Dawn administration is a reason for the public to maintain support ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Simoe highlights that despite Zambia going into default mode in 2020, the country under the UPND regime became the first country under the G20 common framework to succeed in debt restructuring. He's further cited significant achievements under the UPND government, such as infrastructure, education, social programs, health and recruitment, among others. Mr. Simoe says the party is likely to secure a re-election next year through its growing strength, as witnessed in the recently held by-elections. While acknowledging that the economy is faced with challenges, Mr. Simoe is of the view that the overwhelming economic transformation demonstrates why people will vote for the party again.
Because when you remove UPND, you are putting an end to free education. We were the villagers who have never seen a textbook. Agree with you. You are putting an end to cash for work, because for our friends, that was impossible. They were asking where money was coming from. You are basically keeping away creditors, because you have no confidence in them. We went into default mode in 2020. The first country after the COVID-19 to default, Zambia, on the Eurobond, became now the first country under the G20 framework to have succeeded in debt restructuring. Today we can point at the trickle-down effect. On an annual basis, we are recruiting 1,000 from employment freeze. We have managed to revamp the mining sector, with Mopani standing at about 3,000 jobs already. Roads have been done and dusted, commenced under the UPND and concluded.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says fuel and electricity stability should not be tied to elections, because the current measures being put in place will yield results during the election period. Mr. Chikote explains that the government agenda of attaining stability in the energy sector is anchored on targeted investments, expanded generation capacity, and a mix of short and medium-term measures designed to reduce supply gaps. He has outlined that a range of projects, including new solar installations, additional thermal capacity, and logistical interventions in the fuel supply chain, are under construction and progressing according to plan. The minister has told Phoenix News that these initiatives are intended to strengthen supply resilience, lower the cost of doing business, and avoid recurring shortages that have affected industries and households. Mr. Chikote has, however, cautioned against politicizing operational challenges, saying attributing the current power constraints and fuel to electoral timing undermines public understanding of policy timelines.
It's not about election. It's not about what. This is more or less like the way we are trying to invest in the electricity subject. We are trying to put these solar plants around. We are trying to put these coal fire plants around. These things, the results will be start being seen by next year when we are maybe going to election. So someone might start thinking that, no, the reason why we have got insufficient power supply is because of election. Forgetting that it is the interventions and the strategies that we are putting in place now. Because to construct a power plant, it doesn't take just then a power plant is there. So these are the things we are running with them now, and the results are yet to be seen in the year we have got elections.
Economist Trevor Hambai says making the access to lump sum retirement benefits optional will put pressure on the social structures, as it may increase the number of people needing financial assistance. Commenting on a motion to be moved in the National Assembly this week on Wednesday, November 12, 2025, by Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda for optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, Mr. Hambayi has emphasized that only partial NAPSA withdrawals should be maintained. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hambayi notes that those who will be accessing the funds early may misappropriate them and end up becoming destitute.